from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We are going to head on out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to John Feinstein, best-selling author and Washington Post columnist. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf has new apparel arriving daily, so visit Golfdom in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis. While you're there, be sure to check out their sale apparel, too. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. What's up, John? Good morning.
Morning, fellas. How's everybody?
We are doing well. John, where do you come down on what we were discussing earlier? If you are attending a game where it looks like a no-hitter is brewing, like what happened at Nats Park, if you're a fan of the home team, do you start rooting for the no-hitter to happen? Or
yes.
Like in the ninth inning.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I've done it since I was a kid. I mean, I've been, you know, being a Mets fan growing up, there were a lot of no-hitters and close to no-hitters. I remember Jim Bunning's perfect game back in 64 when I was a little kid. But I wanted to see a perfect game. I've only seen one no-hitter live in my life, and that was Jim Abbott with the Yankees. And so, yes, I root for the no-hitter because that's history, a no-hitter. And, you know, your team breaking up the no-hitter, it just becomes another routine game that they're probably going to lose anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just have to agree to disagree. I just wouldn't want my team embarrassed by being a victim of a no-hitter.
Teams get no hit. I mean, it's part of baseball.
Yeah.
In 69, the year the Mets won the World Series, the Miracle Mets, when they were on that streak in August and September, they won like 38 out of 50 or something ridiculous like that. They got no hit by, I think it was Bob Moose of the Pirates in September. I was not at the game. I watched it on TV. But, you know, it's not that big a deal. Teams get no hit.
All right, and it's kind of cool to be there since, you know, they don't happen all the time.
It's something you'll remember the rest of your life that I saw Jim Abbott's no-hitter in person.
Right.
I wasn't a Yankee fan. I was a Mets fan, as you guys know. But seeing it was thrilling, and having interviewed the guy and knowing he was a good guy made it even more thrilling for me.
Don't you think that Jim Abbott's career, as remarkable as it was, was almost underappreciated?
I think you're right.
Just unbelievable what he did, what he was able
to
accomplish.
It almost became like, oh, yeah, he has one hand, and he's a very good major league pitcher. Ha-ha, ho-hum.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think what he did was remarkable. In some ways, I think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Because
how many pitchers in history have been that good with one hand?
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
It really is remarkable.
Yeah, and he fielded his position well, too.
Right.
Hey, John.
You know, switching the glove.
I know. That's incredible he was able to do that. How well did you know Mark Carnevale?
I knew him well, actually, you know, because his dad was a basketball coach.
Yeah.
His dad was a coach at Navy and in North Carolina, and his dad, Ben, was the guy who recommended Dean Smith to Frank McGuire as an assistant, because Dean was coaching at Air Force, and the Air Force, Navy, and Army coaches, you know, all knew each other. And at the Final Four in 1958, Frank McGuire was looking for an assistant, and Ben Carnevale recommended Dean. So I knew Coach Carnevale not well, but I knew Mark because Mark was a successful player on tour when I first came on tour to write Good Walk Spoiled. And then, of course, I knew him as a broadcaster. I would run into him all the time at tournaments. Very nice guy and a big hoops fan. We would not, for obvious reasons. We talked more about hoops than about golf.
Yeah. I mean, he was just in Scotland.
I'm stunned by his death.
Did he have a heart attack or something?
I was told he was playing pickleball and had a heart attack.
Is that what it was?
Wow.
Yeah, because he played golf at JMU.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He was. I think he was an All-American there, and he won a tournament on tour.
Yep.
And was a successful player. Obviously not a great player, but he was a successful player for a number of years. He was on tour for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was just over in Scotland covering the Scottish and obviously the Open. And then I guess he lived in Florida. Is that where he lived? I'm not sure.
Yeah, but, as far as I know, unless he moved at some point.
But so young. I mean, 64. And then
tell me about it.
Yeah.
Right? So young. Scary.
Sad story. Just wanted to ask you about him.
So
very sad story. And like I said, a really good guy. He was a friend. He was a friend, and I'm really, really sorry, obviously. I gotta stop saying obviously so much.
Man, don't worry about it. I know you're a swimming person, so are you gonna be all in on watching the swimming in the Olympics?
Yes, very much. I always am. And there are a lot of, you know, exciting stories. There always are at the Olympics. I'll be fascinated to see if Katie Ledecky can win the 800 and 1500. I don't think she can beat this Australian girl in the 400, and she's going to challenge her in the 800 at least. The 1500, I think she's pretty unbeatable. And, of course, the Americans versus the Aussies and all the relays and things like that. I'm all in. And by the way, Dan Hicks and Rowdy Gaines are great together. I love listening to them do the swimming.
Right.
Rowdy's as nice a guy as you'll ever meet. And so is Dan.
What's the area that's, because you're a swimming person from in college, what is the area that produces, I'm going to assume maybe like California, Florida, that produces the most swimmers? Because it seems like, honestly, this area, we always have some good swimmers, like that are Olympic.
Yep.
Caliber swimmers.
The two greatest swimmers in history, male and female, both come from Maryland.
Ledecky and who's
Maryland's swimming hotbed. Ledecky comes from Bethesda or Potomac. I'm not sure which.
But what has the most?
Well, you're right. It's California. It's Florida. It's Texas. And also Illinois has always been a great swimming state. A lot of great swimmers came out of Hinsdale, Illinois, for whatever reason. In fact, my first wife went to Hinsdale High School, and it was one of the few high schools you could go to in America where being a swimmer was a bigger deal than being a basketball player.
Mm-hmm. Any other events that you're into at the Olympics besides the swimming?
Yeah, I mean, the track and field. As Rory McIlroy once said, you know, the important events, swimming and track and field. And those are the glamour events. I've never been into gymnastics. I've covered gymnastics at the Olympics. I know people, I guess it still gets the highest ratings of anything, but I've never been a gymnastics guy, although Simone Biles is obviously, I did it again, is clearly a great story. And so I'll pay attention to that. And some of the less glamorous events that I don't necessarily pay any attention to except during the Olympics. I don't get that into the soccer, especially since it's only 23 and under. But they space it out. So you've got swimming the first week, track and field the second week. So that'll keep me busy for both weeks.
Are you into the basketball? There's something off-putting about these.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. I always forget the basketball. I have never felt the same about the basketball since the NBA came in 1992, I was not a Dream Team guy. I called them the Green Team because they were all about money. But I will say this. David Stern's vision back then that the world would get better in basketball by having the NBA players involved has proven true.
because the world is way better now than in 1992. And, I will be paying attention, especially in the medal rounds, and especially because Steve Kerr is a friend.
I think I saw that the 92 team faced four NBA players.
I think it was nine. Yeah. I think it was nine.
It was a low number.
A very low number. Now it's like 57 or something.
I thought the number I saw was 65, but your point is well taken.
Yeah.
It's a different world. Mm-hmm. And that is, bringing the NBA guys in was about money for everybody. But David Stern wanted the sport to be more international. He always pushed very hard for it. And it has happened. It has happened. I'm sorry he's not around to see it right now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, John, you were talking about the women's swimming. It's there are so many local kids. And you were talking about Ledecky. I saw a story on the news this morning. Katie Ledecky, Phoebe Bacon, and the other girl's name, I think it's Erin Gemmel. They're all...
That sounds familiar.
They're all from the same club over in Bethesda. Is it Stone Ridge?
Right.
Yeah.
The school, which is where Katie went,
right,
built this spectacular pool several years ago. So not that surprising, but it's always about who the coach is.
And they're all on the Olympic team, all from the same swim club.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It really is.
A story in itself that... three girls from one swim club would make the U.S. Olympic team.
Will you watch?
There's only like a total of 40 or 50 Olympic swimmers from the U.S.
Right. Will you watch opening ceremonies today/tonight?
Yeah, you know what? I'll at least watch for a while. I always enjoyed the opening ceremonies when I was there in person. They were cool. I would like to see if somebody said, okay, you're in charge of the opening ceremonies, I would say, okay, less of the dancing and singing and, you know, running around on the infield, and let's get the athletes in. That's the coolest part, when the athletes march in, without any question. That's when you get the chills.
So, John, we were talking about a little bit earlier as we're kind of, ramping up here with training camp, Commanders, you're getting the obligatory Jaden looks great stories. Everything's all rosy right now. We get that. But there are some national commentators. It seems like, I don't know that teams really, there people really want to go on a huge limb with Washington, but it seems like there are quite a few guys out there. We're kind of like the sexy team to watch. You know what I mean?
Like the Lions were.
Kind of, but maybe not as successful as the Lions, but like a team that's going to turn it around, that kind of thing. People obviously love the Daniels pickup. Jason's been talking about the Eckler that's kind of under the radar deal. The coaching staff is better. Do you think it's warranted? Is it okay for Commanders fans to be cautiously optimistic?
Yeah, I think that's the right phrase, cautiously optimistic. Because it helps that the Giants – I don't think the Giants are going to win five games. I think they're going to be awful.
Well, that means that Shane
I've never
and
been
Dable
a Daniel Jones
fired.
Believer, even when he had the good year.
Yeah.
Barkley's gone. So that helps the Commanders, obviously, that two games, although they've always found ways to lose to the Giants, even when the Giants were bad. But the new feeling with the new management, Jaden Daniels, of course, we don't know how good he'll be or how soon. I think it's kind of funny that people are talking about, when will Jaden Daniels be named the starter? Jaden Daniels was named the starter the night he was drafted, whether they announced it or not. He's the starter. We all know that. They're not going to start Marcus Mariota unless Daniels is hurt. But there are a lot of people who have questions about the Eagles. Excuse me, the way they collapsed last year, how healthy is Jalen Hurts? Is Nick Sirianni really the right coach there? And the Cowboys, will win 11 games and lose their first playoff game. So there's reason to feel better. I have not studied the schedule the way I know you guys have. I've never done the Christopher Russo win-loss. With the
Who
schedule
would do that?
We'd love that.
Who would do something like that?
We'd love that.
Crazy.
The day the schedule comes out. I think cautiously optimistic is a good phrase because, look, the fact that Dan Snyder is in there makes them better. They're a better organization. They're going to be a better team the farther down the road they are from Snyder. So that alone has to give fans reason for optimism.
I've been talking about it all day because I watched 3 hours of it yesterday, and there's four episodes out. I doubt you've watched because you really have to carve out the time. But the Hard Knocks this offseason of the Giants is unbelievable. It is spectacular. I highly recommend. Now, you're used to this stuff. You follow these teams. You write books. Right. You sit in all these meetings. But to actually see all this stuff play out in person, bringing in these guys for the interviews, hearing the interaction between the owner and the GM, the interaction between the GM and the coach about who they're going to target in free agency and who they're targeting in the draft and all their contingency plans. I'm telling you, I can't believe they're putting this stuff out there for just the average fan to consume. It is incredible content.
Well, Hard Knocks has done that for however many years it's been on. It's about 15 years now. It's been a long time.
There's something about the off-season
one. Everything is controlled by the NFL. If there's something they don't want on the air, they don't put it on the air. Mm-hmm. HBO, that's the deal HBO has. But you're right. I mean, even for me, and I've sat in while players got cut, things like that. Mm-hmm. Watching it is interesting because everybody's pretty honest. I mean, they know the cameras are there, they know the microphones are there, and yet they don't really hold back. And that's what. And also, Leif Schreiber is terrific. I mean, just his voice. He's like John Facenda of the 21st century.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's really good.
Yeah, he is, no doubt. Hey, John, we talked about this yesterday, and I don't know if you saw it or heard it, but Deshaun Foster, who's the new head football coach at UCLA, had his presser at the Big Ten
media day.
Yeah, I assume you saw it, but he literally was at a loss for words.
He locked up.
It was so awkward to see. I felt so bad for him. Apparently, he's got a fear of public speaking. I don't know how he's going to handle, you know, Saturday pressers after games, but
right.
he literally couldn't speak.
He had nothing.
He had nothing. And he didn't have a note page in front of him with stuff to kind of to talk about or, you know, when
poor
he was answering questions. No preparation.
What I used to do.
It was very uncomfortable.
When I speak is I'll put one word for a subject. So that when I finish one subject, I go, okay, where do I want to go next? One word. That's all I need. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to help him with that.
Yeah.
Because you're right, Jason. He can't come out after games and not be able to speak. That's part of a head coach's job.
Yeah.
And I hope he overcomes it. But you're right. I did see the video of it, and it was the word is awkward.
Oh my gosh.
It was very awkward to watch. It was cringeworthy.
It was cringeworthy, and I felt bad for him because he.
I did too.
Man, can you imagine?
I don't know the guy, but I felt bad for him.
But he can help himself by having notes.
His PR staff is going to have to tell him.
And there are ways, because there are a lot of people who are not comfortable speaking publicly, and they work with PR people, whomever, to find ways to get through it, to find a concept.
I don't like it. And I mean, I work in radio.
King George, what is he, whatever he was, the king before Queen Elizabeth, had a terrible stutter.
Right.
And he worked with a couple speech guys, and overcame it when he was the king. You know who had a stutter as a kid? James Earl Jones.
Right.
Of all people.
Right.
So, yes, you can overcome stuff like that. You just have to work. You can't just say, okay, I hope I'll do better next time. You have to,
is a stutter,
you have to be proactive, not reactive.
Is it always an anxiety thing, or is it?
Well, I've never had that problem, as you guys know.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
But I would assume that's what it is most of the time, or the circumstance. You know, one circumstance, maybe you freeze, the next circumstance you don't. Yeah. But it has to have to something to do with anxiety. And that's why they say people have a fear of public speaking. Yep. And I'm sure Deshaun Foster's fine when he's in the locker room with his players.
Yeah.
All right, John, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. It'll be August next week. Can you believe it?
I know. It's here.
Unreal.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend.
Yep. That's John Feinstein, golfed him by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page. And Nate Davis from USA Today covers the NFL for them. He'll join us coming up at 8:40.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.